Number 14. Is each of these true about sounds in early languages?